So now we move into the second chapter of 2 Samuel, beginning with verse 1. And it came to pass after this, that David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? Now following the death of Saul, it seems that the way is clear for David to take the throne, for David to do that thing for which he has been anointed, to be the king of Israel. But before he makes any move, he asks of the Lord. David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? David, being the God-fearing person that he is, asked what God's wisdom, what God's desire is on the matter. He no doubt had the priest to use the Urim and the Thummim, the breastplate of judgment, to find out what the Lord's will was. And so it should be with us. Anytime we make a move, especially a major move, as David was planning to do here, we should, first of all, see what the will of God is about the matter. Let's see what the Bible teaches. Let's pray about it. Let's ask for guidance. Let's ask for wisdom, so that we then will have God to be with us and God to guide us in whatever we do. And that's exactly what David does. Even though David had been preparing to be king for so long, he had been anointed years ago, and he had been denied even the privilege of associating with King Saul and being in his court. Now it seems that the way is so clear, yet David asked of God. He inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Go up. And David said, Whither shall I go up? And he said, Unto Hebron. Now Hebron was a city, as we know, in the tribe of Judah. It's located pretty well in the midst of Judah. And it's a very famous city. It was conquered during the time of Joshua by Caleb. Caleb being one of those two faithful spies who had come back from spying out the land way back while they were in the wilderness. And it was a Levitical city, and it also was a city of refuge. And it seemed to be a sort of a capital city in that there was a whole area here in the tribe of Judah that was regarded as belonging to this city or area of Hebron. So that's where the Lord told David to go. So David went up thither, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Carmelite. So he took his family with him when he went to this city of Hebron. Verse 3, And his men that were with him did David bring up, every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. So all the men had been faithful followers of David during this time of trial. They also went with him. They took their families with them, their households, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron, that is, the areas around about this larger capital city of Hebron. And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying, that the men of Jabesh Gilead were they that buried Saul. So David was now anointed king. He had finally attained this position that he was so long destined for. However, he doesn't have the whole kingdom. He only has a part of it. He only has one tribe, the tribe of Judah. And I'm sure there's some other faithful followers of David, but not any other whole tribes are following him. Only the house of Judah. So that he yet will have to wait a while before he has the full kingship over all of Israel. Right now he only has a part of it. And that is this tribe of Judah. And this is symbolic of our Savior's having been anointed king over Israel and yet not being recognized by all of the house of Israel. Many of the literal temporal house of Israel never recognized our Savior as being the king. And so he only got to reign over a part of Israel. And so it was with David for this first portion of his reign. He only reigned over a part of Israel. And he wasn't recognized by the rest as being the king. And those men at Hebron who anointed him as king told him about this city of Jabesh Gilead, the ones that had buried Saul. They told David that they had taken care of the body of Saul and that they had given it a burial. And as we learned in an earlier lesson, this city of Jabesh Gilead had a very close attachment to the tribe of Benjamin, from whence tribe Saul was. And so we can see why they had a peculiar interest in wanting to take care of his body in a proper way and give it the right kind of a burial. And so this greatly pleased David, because then the bodies of Saul and Jonathan were not left to the Philistines to desecrate, to hang upon their walls, and to be used as ornaments for their idol temples. So verse 5 says, "And David sent messengers unto the men of Jabesh-Gilead, and said unto them, Blessed be ye of the Lord, that ye have showed this kindness unto your Lord, even unto Saul, and have buried him." So David was so appreciative of the fact that they had buried Saul that he sent them a special message, giving them a sign of his appreciation. And he further says, "And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto you, and I also will requite you this kindness, because you have done this thing. Therefore now let your hands be strengthened, and be ye valiant, for your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah have anointed me king over them." So David sends special greetings to this city of Jabesh-Gilead, telling them that he appreciates greatly what they've done, and invoking the blessings of the Lord upon them. "The Lord show kindness and truth unto you." Now those are two things, of course, that we all greatly need from the Lord. We need kindness from the Lord. Of course, these are His blessings. These are the things that show God's love to us. These are the things that we so greatly need and should so greatly appreciate that we get from God. But we also need to receive from the Lord truth. That thing that is in accordance with reality. That would be a knowledge of God's will. A knowledge of the true teachings of God, of the true plan of God for us. So when we look to God for blessings, then we can look no further, no higher, for no greater things than that the Lord show kindness and truth unto us. Many times we only want the kindness of God. We only want the things that seem to make life so easy and nice for us, but yet we give no thought to seeking after the truth. But we must realize that the truth is just as much a blessing from God as any other blessing that we can have, and that God is the source of the truth. We have to look to Him for the truth. And so when David gives this blessing to these people of Jabesh-Gilead, he truly gives them an all-inclusive blessing, asking that Lord show kindness and truth unto you. "And I also will requite you this kindness, because you've done this thing. I'm going to do all that I can to pay you back. I'll do all I can to be beneficial to you because you've done this thing. I'm going to have a special regard for you as a people, as a city, because you have taken care of the body of Saul. Now therefore," he says, "let your hands be strengthened and be ye valiant." Continue the good fight. Don't grow weak now. You've taken up a good cause and follow in it. And by helping Saul, you're also helping me, because I'm not opposed to Saul. I was simply waiting my turn. And so he says, "Your master Saul is dead, and now the house of Judah have anointed me king over them. I now am king. I now will do all in my authority to give you a beneficial reign and to pay you back for this kindness that you've done." Now, although the city of Jabesh-Gilead was not in the tribe of Judah, we see that David is making an appeal to them to be recognized as the king. Well, we're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.